Jesus bless you with this peace. I'm Father Matthew Krempel at St. Mary Roman Catholic Church, Kingman, Arizona, celebrating the 10 o'clock morning mass on this first day of January 2016, liturgical cycle year C, Friday, celebrating the octave of the Nativity of our Lord Jesus, namely the Solemnity of Mary, the Holy Mother of God. And our first reading is taken from the book of Numbers, chapter 6, verses 22 to 27, Psalm 67, the letter of St. Paul to the Galatians, chapter 4, verses 4 to 7, and the Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 2, verses 16 to 21. Praise the Lord. The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. The shepherds went in haste to Bethlehem and found Mary and Joseph, and the infant lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known the message that had been told them about this child. All who heard it were amazed by what had been told them by the shepherds. And Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told to them. When 8 days were completed for his circumcision, he was named Jesus, the name given him by the angel before he was conceived in the womb of Mary. The Gospel of the Lord. We celebrate the solemnity of Mary, the Mother of God. We also begin a new year, 2016. Many of us perhaps have hopes of a better year, whether financially or physically, healthy, wise, and spiritually. And we still wait what has been promised to us, that Jesus, the Son of the living God, would return. From time to time, we might be saying to ourselves, as others have in the past, now would be a good time for divine intervention, for Jesus to come again, to show himself, to come upon the clouds, as he has promised. We find that we have to wait, for only the Heavenly Father, as Jesus tells us, knows the day and the hour of Jesus' return. But what we rejoice in and can be glad in is the fact that God did interrupt human history, starting with the Annunciation, where the angel Gabriel appeared to the Virgin of Nazareth, called Mary. There was that interruption in the laws of physics, as we understand them, that by the overshadowing of God the Holy Spirit, this woman of Nazareth, Virgin Mary, would conceive and bear a son. And he would be called then Prince of Peace, God Almighty, Son of God. And of his kingdom there would be no end.
From that point on, until the coming of the Holy Spirit, we saw the interruption of the laws of physics as we understand them. Jesus, growing in obedience and grace and strength before God and man. Finally, he begins his public ministry, and miracles are performed just by his word, so that he doesn't invoke anyone but his own self. He does give God the Father thanks when he raises Lazarus from the dead. But in all things, Jesus also has the same power as the Heavenly Father, giving sight to the blind, healing paralytics so they can walk, restoring hearing, and all sorts of infirmities, and more dramatically, the three times that we see Jesus raising someone from the dead, like Lazarus, like the daughter of Jairus, like the young man of a widow in Nain. And of course, then the resurrection of Jesus himself is again the interruption of the laws of physics as we understand them. And then the promise that Jesus had given to the apostles, the coming of God the Holy Spirit upon the apostles and therefore upon the church. Somewhat dramatic, somewhat insistent, somewhat constant. And we look for that to happen again and again. But we have to live on faith. The faith that tells us that the miracles are still happening in the name of Jesus. But we need the simplicity of faith to realize them. Particularly in the Holy Eucharist. When we celebrate Mass and the priest says, in the person of Jesus himself, over the bread, this is my body. And over the wine, this is my blood. So that the bread and wine are no longer bread and wine, but only the body and blood, soul and divinity of Jesus himself. Or the quiet interruption of God's presence into our personal lives when we go to confession. And in the person of Jesus, we hear the priest saying to us, and I absolve you from all of your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. But still, we look for the drama. We look for that interruption of the divine into the human. As we heard in one of the Christmas prefaces, he who is timeless entered into time, namely Jesus. Also in applying to the Virgin, she who is finite, she who is created, bears in her womb he who is infinite, uncreated. How can this be? Mary asks. And we ask as well with her. The angel tells her by the overshadowing of the Holy Spirit. The sign that the shepherds receive is nothing really dramatic, a child lying in a manger in swaddling clothes. But when they see, they are convinced and they believe. Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. In this year of mercy, which began December 8th, the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, referring to Mary being conceived without original sin in the womb of Anne with Saint Joachim, that she then is the outstanding woman and gives us an example of how to be mother and church in this year of mercy, reflecting on all these mysteries in our hearts, so that we might become more and more like Mary, innocent, free of sin, full of grace. And even more, that we might become like God, as St. John writes and tells us that we shall be when we see him face to face. The shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told to them. May the prophecy and promise of Jesus make us like the shepherds, glorifying and praising God for all that has been promised us, and we wait for it to happen.